A three-day summit at the UN Food and Agricultural Organization in Rome is still going on, and it's united nearly 200 countries behind a pledge to increase aid to farmers in poor countries to help the developing world lessen its dependence on foreign food aid. Speaking to nearly 60 heads of state and dozens of ministers at the meeting yesterday, Pope Benedict urged leaders to come up with strategies to cope with the steadily worsening tragedy of world hunger. But the United Nations World Food Program's executive director, Josette Sheeran, said that despite the economic downturn, there has been a revolution in food aid.
We've had a total revolution in food aid. Last year, the World Food Program bought $1.1 billion of food from developing farmers in Africa alone. Today, 80% of our cash is spent purchasing food from developing world farmers and local shipping and trucking services from developing world companies. And so this is helping solve the problem of hunger at its very root. This is not your grandmother's food aid, and that is really linking in the filling the cup by filling it with produce from the local farmers themselves. So we're seeing new strategies, we're seeing reforms of old ways of doing business. And even with the commodity donations, we've seen some revolutionary programs, such as the Merit Program in Ethiopia, where the villagers were given the food to change their village and rebuild it. And now it's food self-sufficient.